This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that there is a very high risk of interruptions to talks with Russia. Zelensky spoke out of the need for the talks that would lead to an evacuation of those in Mariupol. In the bombed-out city there, around 100,000 were believed trapped with little food, water, or medicine. There is still a lot of talk of war crimes and the brutality of Russian troops. And at a news conference, the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that Russia President Vladimir Putin's ruthlessness is stunning.
Let's just say hypothetically, you could get yourself to a point where you believed this war was justified. You can't look at the way he's prosecuting it and his forces are prosecuting it and come to a conclusion that he's doing it in a justified manner. It's brutality of the coldest and most depraved sort.
The United Nations is working doggedly to broker an evacuation of civilians suffering in the ruins of Mariupol. The negotiations continue on Friday, and Ukraine accused of showing its contempt for the organization by bombing Kyiv while the UN leader was visiting the capital. The mayor of Mariupol says a situation inside a steel plant that has become the southern city's last stronghold is dire, and citizens are begging to get saved. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian forces fought to hold off Russian attempts to advance in the south and east. This is VOA News. European countries that are dependent on Russian imports are looking to get a greater access to the global natural gas market through a new pipeline that crosses a remote border across Greece and Bulgaria. The pipeline is nearing completion, and it would ensure that large volumes of gas flows between the two countries in both directions. The project is seen as an urgent priority following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and decision this week to cut off supplies to European Union members Poland and Bulgaria. The 180-kilometer Greece-Bulgaria pipeline connection is the first of several planned interconnectors as EU members scramble to edit their energy mixes to reduce reliance on Russia. Northern Korea leader Kim Jong-un warned yet again that North could preemptively use its nuclear weapons, threatened as he praised his top military officials over the staging of a massive military parade in Pyongyang this week. Kim expressed firm will to continue developing his nuclear-armed military so that it would preemptively and thoroughly contain and frustrate all dangerous attempts threatening moves, including ever-escalating nuclear threats from hostile forces if necessary. Wall Street stocks finished their session sharply lower on Friday following disappointing results from Amazon. Meanwhile, markets grappled with worries over inflation and a higher number of rates. VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
The broad-based S&P 500 finished the day down 3.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 2.8%, while the NASDAQ Composite Index tumbled 4.2%. Meanwhile, Amazon share prices fell 11% Friday after the massive online retailer posted its first quarterly loss in 7 years. The company blamed investments in warehouses and more staff for the slowdown. It also said there is uncertainty about consumer spending caused by inflation, supply chain problems, and the war in Ukraine. The value of Amazon's stock has dropped 23.2% this year. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And recapping our top story, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says that there is a very high risk of interruptions to any talks with Russia. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.